Boy, oh boy, what a day it is going to be. In fact, it already is in the KSRO live line normally, but in studio this morning, because when it comes to puppies, you got to have them in studio. Hello, sweet cakes. We are talking to Shirley Zindler. She is the president of Dogwood Animal Rescue here in Sonoma County. Joelle is here also because it's not easy to wrangle two puppies. Good morning, ladies, and thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so tell us about the two that you have with you on, used to be your lap and is now going to be my lap.
So these are Max and Scoot. They were part of a group of four that was found left in a box. They were in a shelter that was under-resourced and didn't really have any options. They were bottle babies, needed a lot of extra care.
Apparently the bottle baby thing worked because they're both kind of on the hefty side.
They are. They're little chunks. So with a great deal of help from a lot of volunteers, we've raised them up. Two of the four have already been adopted, and these two are waiting for homes.
And tell us what kind of pups they are that we know of.
You know, just looking at them, we're guessing they are medium to large mixed breeds. They look like they have some hound in them, maybe some Shar-Pei. They've got a lot of extra skin.
Yes, they do.
Black and white, adorable, fat, chunky puppies.
Yes.
That are going to be medium sized to large.
Yeah, if you want something to be able to hang on to, these are definitely your pups. And so tell us about Dogwood. And I know this is an area of expertise, Shirley, that you've been involved with animal rescue for many, many years now.
Well, I've worked in shelters for more than 30 years and also have done a lot of rescue on my own. I've also been an animal control officer for the last 13 years. And I was just seeing so many areas of need. As wonderful as our local shelters are, there were still a lot of animals that weren't good candidates for the shelter system. Too young, sick, injured, too scared for a shelter environment. So I was taking in animals like that, and I was also meeting people on the job that really needed some help to care for their animals. They were caring owners but didn't have the knowledge or the finances to give them what they needed, and so I was helping people on my own dime. And some of my friends got together and said, we don't want you to have to spend the grocery money on these animals.
Yeah.
And so Dogwood was formed with a whole lot of wonderful people.
And Larry, I know you have a question about these beautiful, gorgeous animals and rescue in general.
I know we're giving you, Shirley, about 5 minutes on the radio, but you've written one book about the secret life of dog catchers. You got another one coming out. I love the stories that you tamed a wild Mustang at one particular point.
You know, that was a lot of fun and a lot of work. We learned the most from the hardest ones, and she was very, very challenging. But we did, it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot from her. So, and book two will be out this year.
Well, as I mentioned to you earlier, it's a good thing I have a three-month-old puppy at home, because otherwise these two would be loaded up into the back of my car right now and on their way to Kenwood. But what can we do as a community to support the work that you do at Dogwood Rescue?
One of our biggest focuses is spay and neuter, and there's a lot of wonderful programs that some of the different shelters and nonprofits are doing for spay and neuter, and that's such a life-saving thing. We were working with the Pomo tribe, the Kashaya Pomo tribe. We're doing a lot of wellness and spay neuter there. We had a clinic there recently. It was very well received. We took up two vets and a staff. Saw over 40 animals, gave them much-needed care, and then signed nearly 40 up for spay and neuter. So we'll be going back in a week or two to take care of the spay and neuter. So, encouraging people to spay and neuter, directing them towards the programs, both Dogwood and others that are offering spay and neuter, and, anything that helps people to care for their animals better, we're going to be so appreciative of.
And I have to congratulate you, too, Shirley Zindler, the American Red Cross Hero of 2017 animals. So congratulations to that.
Thank you so much. I have Joelle to thank for that. I'm not quite sure what she told them, but
yeah.
Well, I just told them the truth.
Yeah, Joelle, I met at the Human Race when we were out there, and Dogwood had a booth set up at the Human Race, and that's how we met. And we are happy to carry the message forth, because it is incredible work that you do. And I'm telling you what, these two pups could be the ambassadors of Dogwood Animal Rescue from now until, kingdom come, something like that. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us. And go ahead, Joelle.
One thing, it would be ideal if you want to follow us on Facebook at Dogwood Animal Rescue. And that way you can see Scoot and Max for yourself and watch all the other dogs that we have available
And cats, too.
Cats
and kittens.
Yeah,
in
we'll put
well.
A picture of these pups on our website, on the KSRO website also.
Perfect.
With some information about how to get to Dogwood Animal Rescue. Thank you very much, ladies. Good luck trying to pry this one out of my arms.
It's Thanks okay, you can us. Have it.
That's their attitude at Dogwood Animal Rescue.